Final Tuesday of the month means Mayor Spearman joins us on Juice FM for Mayor's Minute. Thanks so much for taking our call.
Happy to be here.
All right, let's get right to it and start with Canada Day being tomorrow and a lot of people around the city, I'm sure, going to be missing the celebrations. Any message or anything from the city with everything not happening tomorrow, I guess?
Well, we're asking people to show their civic pride and their pride in our country and celebrate at home with their families, find creative ways and activities. We have several of them listed online on the city website. So if you can celebrate being Canadian and all it means to be in Canada, we have, we're very fortunate to be in a country where we don't have to worry about a lot of things that concern people in other countries. We're not problem-free, but many people have food on their tables, many people have jobs, many people have great opportunities for the future, and that's not the case everywhere. So let's celebrate Canada and everything it is.
All right, a great reminder heading into tomorrow, and we also have a number of listener questions for you, Mayor. Now, I love it when we can get the kids involved in this one, and I love this one. She says her name is Zara, and she's currently a grade 5 student, and she's submitting this question to ask if the municipal government has any idea when schools reopen, because she's very eager for classes to resume, and if it will resume for the 2020-21 school year. She's also curious whether it will be hybrid learning. Thanks for considering my question from Zara.
And that is a great question. Those decisions will be made by our local school boards, and they're hoping to have classes in September and thereafter. A lot of things will depend on what happens between now and September, whether or not our community stays safe and people continue to look after each other. Those trends will all be considered as our school boards make their decisions. So it could be a combination. There might be a requirement for physical distancing still in September. So it might be a layered approach where some people come in for part of a day and other students come in for the rest of the day. So it'll be a challenge. It might be a combination, but I don't know yet, and we're waiting for more information from our school boards.
The final Tuesday of every month, Mayor Spearman joins us for Mayor's Minute on Juice FM. You can get your questions in through mylethbridgenow.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or on the phones. Our final question comes from Al on Twitter asking about the city's smoking bylaw in the parks and river bottom. Doesn't look like there is a ban in place right now, but is it something that the city's looking at?
Well, that is a great idea. The challenge with any ban like that is who will enforce it? And I guess it would be if we put in a bylaw like that to ban smoking in the River Valley, then we would have to enforce it by complaint, probably. If someone complained that people were smoking, then we might be able to get somebody down. But a lot of times that happens after hours. So it's hit and miss. Certainly fires in the River Valley are very serious. But if we were to ask our police to do that, they might have more important things to deal with in the city in the evening, for example. So we have to look at all those aspects. If we put in a bylaw, is it enforceable? If we pass a bylaw that we don't enforce, it becomes a mockery.
Mayor Spearman joins us the final Tuesday of every month for Mayor's Minute on Juice FM. Thanks so much for your time and happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day. Thank you.